Part 2. Reading Passage. In Burma in 1988, a student-led protest movement was in full swing. People were demonstrating against the strict military government, and the army was trying to stop them. One August day, a large crowd gathered to hear Aung San Suu Kyi speak. She was the daughter of General Aung San, a Burmese national hero. He had led the movement for Burmese independence in 1948. The people knew very little about his daughter because she had spent much of her life in foreign countries, and they were curious about her. Her speech that day inspired the crowd, and she quickly became the leader of the popular Burmese political movement. Suu Kyi was only 2 when her father was killed, but she made his life the center of her studies. She learned of his great love for his country and his hopes for its future. She was inspired by his selflessness, courage, and self-discipline. Suu Kyi's mother was also a strong, independent, intelligent woman. She held important government positions and raised Suu Kyi in the Buddhist faith with high moral and social values. When Suu Kyi was 15, her mother became ambassador to India. While there, Suu Kyi became interested in Gandhi and his ideas of nonviolent protest. During her years abroad, she was interested in Western ways. She even tried alcohol once, which was against her Buddhist faith. However, she always kept her Burmese ways and spoke Burmese. She ended up marrying an Englishman, but she told him that if her country ever needed her, she would return to help. That day arrived after 16 years of marriage when Suu Kyi went back to Burma to visit her sick mother. She saw how the military government was destroying the country and abusing the people. She believed strongly in human rights and decided to join the protesting students. After her speech that August day, the movement became more popular. The government was afraid of Suu Kyi's growing popularity, so she was put under house arrest. Finally, even her family was not permitted to see her. She could leave Burma, the government said, but she would not be allowed to return. She decided to stay, sacrificing her family for her country. In 1991, Suu Kyi was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for her nonviolent struggle for human rights and democracy. She did not want to leave Burma to receive it, so her husband and 2 sons went to Oslo for her. Her husband has since died, and today Suu Kyi continues her struggle to liberate her people.